Grind up some greasy, greasy coffee beans. Columbia Dark Supreme. My heart beats fast and my eyes are wide. Make me toss and turn all night.
Welcome to episode 265 of Grits to Glitz, the podcast that asks the question, bloody, 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 blah.
Blah? Greasy, greasy coffee beans. Make me feel so extreme.
Oh my God, that's exactly what I would have asked.
I know, because I've been wondering that all week. Blah, blah, blah. It's kind of indicative of the week I've been having, because incidentally, I'm Amy. I'm in Las Vegas.
I'm Bay. I'm in East Tennessee.
And if you've had one of those blotty, 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 blotty kind of weeks, you can give us a call at 206-309-7232.
You can always email us at amy@gritstoglitz.com or bay@gritstoglitz.com or blah, 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 blotty, blah, at gritstoglitz.com.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Is that terribly lazy of me? Because we're supposed to come up with a question for the episode. It's like, Amy, it's your turn. Okay. Here's what I got, folks.
It's been a couple of weeks, maybe a little more than a couple of weeks since the last time we did a podcast. And we're really, really busy, crazy busy people.
But stupid busy.
Yeah, but we're not busy doing really interesting things. We're not attending fashion shows, and we're not jetting to exotic locales, not rubbing elbows with movie stars. We're just working and doing stuff that like gets a person through a day. And how interesting is that?
I got the hair ripped out of my nose.
Ew! It's just no. I don't want to know. I don't want to know, Amy.
We've discussed this before, but, you know, you go to the waxing lady and do my eyebrows, make them look like I'm all surprised. Ooh. And she says, how about I rip the hair out of your nose?
And you're like, okay. No. I do know a couple of people who get their arms waxed. Has she suggested that you get your arms waxed?
No, because I don't look like a gorilla.
Thank you. I don't either. Yay. Yay us. We don't have hairy arms.
Just around the nose. You know,
No, I don't want to know. I do not want to know.
I'm trying to get girly. I'm trying to be proper. And dang it, I haven't gotten there yet.
Well, this is a multi-decade project, right?
Right. And, you know, and I have somebody, I went to a gay bar one time and the guy asked me, are you a lesbian? I said, no, I'm just a fag hag.
Maybe
that cracked him up.
Maybe that was his like backwards way of saying you need some help. You aren't.
You don't look like a straight woman.
Oh, that is so sad. You do look like a straight woman. And for the record, I saw a picture of you in a dress today.
I put on a dress today. I did. I'm going to go to a wedding in a few weeks. And it's like, oh, hell.
Can you wear jeans to that? Excuse me. Can I wear some capris? Okay. Well,
you have to go to Macy's and purchase a dress. You got to wear a dress. And the thing is, I got a dress. It has, what is it, gussets?
Yeah.
Is that what, when they split it and they put more fabric in there? Huge circle skirt. It's just
yay.
Fabulous.
Yeah, gotta love that.
And I feel like such a girl.
Aww.
And it's got flowers on it.
Yes, it's very flowery. You're very, very girly, Amy.
And I have some blue espadrilles that I can wear with it.
I liked the sandals that you had on in the picture. But
really?
Yes. Yes.
Woohoo! Yes. Yay flats. Yay flats.
Yeah, I really liked the flats, the sandals. They were very, very cute. So I think that dress is extremely versatile. You're extremely girly. I mean, just real girly.
And it covers up all the bruises on my legs where I have bounced off every coffee table in Las Vegas.
Why have you been bouncing off the coffee tables in Las Vegas? This sounds like...
Stumbling around drunk, maybe? I don't know.
I was going to say, this is starting to sound like a Hunter S. Thompson novel, but what's going on with the bruises?
No, I just, you know, both of my legs have scars on them. Both of my arms have scars on them. It's just like I walk around going, yes, I have led a hard life. All right. Give me a fucking
break.
That
lady, you're that lady at the slot machine in the Kathleen Madigan joke.
How you get a hot cocktail around here?
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about. Very good. Good memory, Amy.
That's me.
Yeah, you. I don't get it, but
I bought a dress, yay! And it actually kind of makes me look like I have a figure and everything. How about you? What do you wear to the office?
What do I wear to the office? I wear business clothes, but most I really like pants. I do wear skirts, but my skirts are really long and crinkly, and you know they're not very. They're not tailored. They're not tailored. Now, I wore some tailored clothes when I was young and skinny, but I really kind of prefer the, I used to sort of be a hippie, and now I'm kind of making concessions to being in a business environment, but really, truly.
And to hell with Spanx, right?
Absolutely to hell with Spanx. But, you know, I'm doing the play, and we had a photo call for the poster. And my director said, I really, really want you to be wearing a very conservative work suit because the character I'm playing is insane. And
but very properly insane.
He associates the sort of person. I'll go ahead and put this out there because I think most people have seen Sordid Lives. I haven't, but everyone else has. I play the psychiatrist who is trying valiantly to de-homosexualize a guy who's been dressing as Tammy Wynette for 23 years. So clearly this is Michelle Bachman. She's a conservative asshole. She is. She's a complete bitch. And, listen to my language. By the way, that's the other thing. I curse a lot in this play. And it's kind of, it's bleeding over into real life a little bit.
Unlike your normal persona. Yes, well, you know, you hang around theater people and you know how it happens.
And the thing is, I enjoy acting as somebody who is not me. I enjoy that. I'm conceited, but I think I'm pretty good at that. And this bitch wants to stop the gays. And so, of course, the director associates that with Republicans and Michelle Bachman, and he wants me to wear a really conservative business suit. Okay, that's not me. I don't have that hanging in my closet.
Look in your closet, say, no.
And I stupidly spent my weekend doing fun things like going to the mountains and eating chocolate. I can't even remember all the... Oh, I saw a movie. And then the next thing I know, I have one day left to get conservative business suit for the photo call. And I stop at Kohl's. Nothing. I've got jackets at home. I've got blouses and jackets that I can make them work. But I need a pencil skirt. I need... You know, straight, boring, not me, right at the knee, you know, that kind of length, business skirt. There's nothing at Kohl's. Nothing. Nothing, nothing. Ugh. Okay. The next morning before work, I thought, you know, really and truly, I've seen that stuff at Walmart. Surely they've got it at Walmart. Business clothes. It's the cheapest stuff in the world.
Pencil skirt. There's very little fabric in a pencil skirt. Surely they could sell those.
I looked it up online before I went, and there are three or four styles that would have worked online. And I get in the store, and there is absolutely nothing. So I'm spending the whole day at work completely panicking. I got off early, picked up my husband, and he said, "Let's go to Ross Dress for Less," which, by the way, you recommended.
You know, if you can pick through the things that have been flung about, they do have a good variety of designer clothes.
He offered to be my throwing arm. Oh, this doesn't fit. Boom! Across the store.
Love that comedian.
We walked down. I went straight to the skirts. There was nothing.
No.
And I turned around and headed for the exit. I mean, I took 3 or 4 steps and Wesley said, "Hey, wait a minute." And he walked over to the dress racks, walked straight over to my size, reached his hand in and pulled out. It was a suit. It wasn't a dress. It was a suit. It was a gray, like fake silk jacket and a gray muted print pencil skirt. Yes, the heavens parted. The light shined down. I ran to the dressing room. I tried it on. It was loose.
Yay! Don't you love that? This is my size. Oh, no, it's too big. Oh.
Yes. But skipping back to the next dress section, they had another one. Grabbed that off, took it, bought it. $30. I still can't believe it.
I still can't
believe it. And it was perfect. So, yeah, I had a good shopping trip. And now it's fired me up. I want to go shopping some more.
Has the director blessed
it? He said,
it?
Oh, I really like that. We might need to rethink the skirt and get something in black. And I'm like,
you get something in fucking black.
And furthermore, other members of the cast were like, you didn't buy that. And I said, well, yeah, that's what the director said to do. They said, we have a costume mistress. We have a costume department. And I was like, well, okay, look, I'm not taking the tags off until everybody approves of this. So I still have the tags on.
Right.
Yeah, I still have the tags on. I still have the receipt. If the director says in a week and a half, because we are down to the wire. I mean, this thing is going so fast. If he says in a week and a half, yeah, that skirt's just not going to work, then great. Costume mistress can deal with this. I'll take it back to Ross. No, I might not. It's a really nice suit.
Hey, I was going to say, can you wear it to the office?
I could. It's a bit dressy for the office, but there are some attorneys who come by that I wish I had something a little more. Yes, where's?
I was going to say, you work for an attorney. What's too dressy?
I work for an attorney, but it's a really casual office. One of the associates was talking about this very recently because he would kind of prefer not to be doing family law, but he stays with us because he said, I don't know of any other law firm that would let me dress as casually as I can dress here.
And he has
a tendency to, on days that he knows absolutely nobody is coming into the office, he has a tendency to wear cutoffs that are really ragged and these sandals that I have no idea how they stay on his feet. They are so threadbare. He's very much a beach bum and he would really, really like to be practicing law on a beach barefoot somewhere.
I can see why he works in your office, though, is because the senior attorney would be like,
"All right,
yeah. it's your atheist and liberal and hippie."
Exactly.
How many people bring dogs to the office?
I want to take my dog to the office right now.
How long has it been since you took Doris to the office?
It's been a good long time because the building manager dropped by and was horrified. It said, oh my gosh, what about the liability? And I'm thinking, that is so the wrong way to walk through life. Oh, what do you mean, what about the liability?
Yes, because Doris is going to bite somebody?
I think it's a great deal more likely that someone's going to pass out from the absolute ecstasy of being loved on by Doris. Bonk their head on the hallway floor. Oh, you are so cute. Bonk.
Bonk. I agree with you. I believe that is much more likely.
The liability.
Speaking of dogs, my dog is good for nothing.
I love your dog. I love your dog. What do you mean he's good for nothing?
He thinks that ducks are his friend, I think. He's like, Oh, it's a ducky daddle. If he could see them. I don't even know if he can see them anymore. He's so old and so sweet. But the ducks, you told me to chase them away, and I valiantly tried to chase them away. I had somebody here at the house the other day, and twice I said, excuse me while I act like I'm insane. And I ran out the back door and went, blah, blah, blah,
blah. Oh, that's awesome, Amy.
And the ducks fly away. And then after a while, they go, oh, well, the crazy lady's gone. So they come back and they get in the pool.
Got to figure and this I'm at out. Work we have got day. To figure out how to keep the ducks away from your pool.
Laser beams. Sharks with
nets,
laser beams.
Laser beams, sharks, good guys with guns.
I'm in favor of that. I couldn't shoot a bird even with a BB gun. I just like go somewhere else. And you know, I had the video with the water squirting on the pigeons, but ducks
yeah,
like
that's
water.
Not gonna work on a duck.
They'd be like, "Hey, thanks." I'm gonna lay my eggs here.
We have to figure this out. There has to be a solution for ducks and private swimming pools, because people have been having private swimming pools for decades upon decades. And what's up with the ducks?
I didn't have ducks last year.
No, you didn't.
I also didn't have robins last year, and robins poop black tar.
Black tar. Oh, that's a terrible diet. Somebody needs to talk about those robins.
About rubble.
Whatever you're eating, that's just not good for you.
Licorice? I don't know. And it sticks. You can't wash it off. So between the ducks and the robins, my deck is got a lot of black splats.
You know what you need?
It.
You need someone to come visit you for a week.
I do. Any volunteers?
Right now, I'm in the middle of a play. Sorry. I know. I'm sorry. And we're really busy at the old law firm.
Oh, people getting divorced. Oh.
I tell you, okay, I don't think I have said this on the podcast, although I have said it in real life. If the willingness to get divorced or fight over the kids is an economic indicator, I believe the recession is over.
How long ago did you start?
3 years.
Almost exactly,
yes.
Right?
My boss totally surprised me, and on my work anniversary, which was Tuesday, May 6th, 2014, he completely surprised me and took me out to lunch to celebrate my third anniversary of working for him. And that's so huge. Oh, so sweet. And the thing was, I remembered it last week and thought, I should do something about that. And forgot, because we're so freaking busy at work and I'm doing a play. And so when my boss like walked in and I'm on the phone with a potential client, he's like, are you? And I'm like pointing to my head going, no, on the phone. And he went away and I had to call and ask him a question about the client. And then when I finally got off the phone, I mean, I hung up and all the lawyers come out of their offices and they're like, come on.
Woo!
I'm like, what's wrong with you people? And my boss handed me an envelope and I'm like, you people are weird. And I'm opening the envelope going, what the heck? I mean, I really had totally forgotten. And there was this great card. It's a pop-up card that moves and it was something about cool cats. And
you're a cool
and
cat.
He took me to lunch at he offered me two options, Stock and Barrel, which is the great place on Market Square with hamburgers, or Shuck, which is another great place I haven't talked about on the podcast. The best fish tacos in Knoxville, outrageously good. And not only did he remember the anniversary, but he also remembered two of my favorite restaurants in downtown Knoxville.
Are you sure he
I'm not
remembered?
Absolutely. I'm pretty sure he remembered the restaurants because we've talked about this. Shuck is one of the very few restaurants that's an overlap between something he likes and something I like. one of the very few.
Yay.
And Stock and Barrel, well, who can argue with a hamburger, really?
Right. Everybody likes that, especially a nice gourmet, tasty hamburger.
And so we went to Stock and Barrel. I got a salad because I'm counting the calories so darned hard. But, yeah, here's – oh.
And you're disappearing.
I'm trying. I haven't disappeared yet, but it's you know, it's very slow. I am making progress. This is not a diet. This is a life change.
You know, the thing is, as I grow older, and one does grow older, I find my taste has become more refined. And dang it, I can't eat a 12-inch Subway sandwich.
Oh, my gosh. No, I mean, I look at my son, and he inhales food. It's like, here, son, here's a bushel of food.
And he's this big around. He's a little
incredibly skinny. Incredibly. I mean, really and truly, I thought I was skinny when I was his age. No, he has me beat all to snot. He's very, very skinny. And he eats a lot of food. There's no way I could eat like that. There's no way.
But that's in our genes, you know? We're supposed to be like our mother's family, which was 6.5 feet tall and 100
pounds. I always
think about
Aunt Dolores saying, I can't wear black. I look like a rolled up umbrella.
Yeah. No, I don't have that problem. I can't wear black. I look like a black tent. Have you had any sushi lately?
Listen to this long, pregnant pause. No, I fucking haven't. You want to bleep that?
Oh, no. I have a place that I go to, like, once a month. I have a monthly coupon from these people for, like, 20% off. So I go there about once a month. And I get some salmon sushi and some miso soup and some salad. And it's so good. But you are right across the street from a sushi place. How often do you go to sushi?
I try to make sure, because I am on the lifestyle change, and sushi can be very, very calorie friendly. But I tend to like the sushi rolls, like the Americanized sushi rolls. I like the California roll. I love the Philly roll. I love the crunchy shrimp roll. And that's shrimp tempura.
Oh my
that's
gosh.
Like, yeah, it's fried, so it's not at all very calorie friendly. I have that about once every 3 months.
But look at the Japanese people. They're
big around. But I try to have sushi at least once a month because I love it so much. And it's I can't believe I'm saying that. I spent so many years going, I'm not eating that. That's gross.
I came back from Japan in 1984. Uh-huh. And it was like, sushi! Come on, let's find some sushi and some karaoke. I said karaoke. Yeah. Because that's how it's actually pronounced. And they didn't have either sushi or karaoke.
And it's really hard to find the good stuff. Well, it was in the 80s. Really hard to find the good stuff in the untied states of America. But now I have it directly across the street from my office building. And I'm counting the calories. And it's, you know, I get to go every once in a while. But I recently discovered the happy hour menu. And I sent a picture to my sister Amy, and I said, "What should I get?" And she fell out of her chair, saying, "Get the salmon,
salmon, salmon, salmon, salmon. Get salmon, salmon, salmon is
and
so good."
And that night, I had rehearsal, and it was limitless happy hour. I think happy hour at NAMA went from 3 until closing on Wednesday nights. So I was ready to go and get the salmon sushi,
salmon,
and maybe a pork dumpling. Okay, that's not really that's not calorie friendly. But come on, pork dumpling for $5? Are you kidding me?
It's a lifestyle. You have exceptions now and then. Yes,
and I don't want to make it sound like I'm going to divorce his slack ass, but my stupid husband made me go to the stupid fucking French market where the fucking chicken salad was fucking inedible.
I think I'm going to have to put an explicit tag on this episode. But hell yeah, kick him to the curb.
I left a scathing review of the French Market's chicken salad on their website, on TripAdvisor.
Ooh.
It was gross. There's no excuse for that. It was chicken, Miracle Whip, and gigantic chunks of sweet pickle. That's just wrong.
Nah, that's, no.
No. Mm-hmm. The thing is, I could have gotten a baguette, but that's basically a sandwich. It's a sandwich.
Right.
And I could have gotten a crepe, but I have a hard time with savory crepes. They're just so textureless.
I need to get another crepe.
You should come. Honestly, if you want a crepe, come to Knoxville. The French Market has phenomenal crepes. I should have gotten a crepe. I was an idiot and got the crappy chicken stupid salad. It's entirely my fault, but I'm going to blame them and Wesley anyway.
I'm so sorry. Let's just spit on them both. Yeah, there you go. I like the sushi. I like the, well, I'm pretty much fine. And you asked me about maki versus mm-hmm. temaki.
Yeah.
And I Googled it.
Thank you. You make me feel so much better.
I knew about nigiri. Nigiri sushi is like a hunk of rice with a piece of fish on top
of it. It's shaped like a crescent moon with a piece of fish lightly laid over it. Yeah, it's
resting.
Beautiful.
Yes. Sometimes there's a dab of wasabi between the rice and the fish. And sometimes they attach the fish to it with a little strip of seaweed.
Yes.
Nori. But, okay, so that's nigiri sushi. And then maki is any kind of a roll, like a California roll. And temaki is a cone-shaped roll. It's a hand roll. And I think you get a lot more rice and fish in a temaki than you do in a maki. But it's one big thing that you have to kind of bite into. It's hard to attack sushi.
See, this is something. This was a hurdle I had to overcome with sushi in general. They make a roll. They cut it up into slices and they serve it to you. And I'm like, well, I want to take those slices are really kind of big bites for me. I have a very small mouth. Ask my dentist.
Oh, yes.
My tiny little mouth. I want to cut that in half. A piece of sushi. I want to cut that in half and eat a bite and then eat the other bite. And you cannot do that.
No.
You have to eat it all in one.
And in fact, nigiri sushi, that's the thing that when you go to Japan, you find out you take this hunk of rice with a piece of fish on top of it. You take the whole thing. And if the sushi person hasn't already put some soy sauce on it, you have to kind of flip it over and dunk it in the soy sauce. And then cram that whole sucker in your mouth because you can't bite it.
No, you can't. It'll fall apart if you wait too long. That thing has to go straight in. But it's totally worth it. Go ahead and cram that thing in your mouth because it's great.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm awful. We should talk about something unpleasant. Like, I can't think of anything unpleasant right now.
Anything unpleasant?
Would you clear your hair?
You know, not too long ago, I got highlights in my hair, which is code for cover up some of the gray with some color. And yes, well, no, let's back up a little bit. I have a camera on my phone that when I'm in my office, it makes my hair look really light. So when I got my hair done, I said, can we lighten it up a little bit? And she said, yes, let's put some highlights in it and that'll color your gray and blah, 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 blah. And she did, and it didn't lighten it up. It turned some of it red, but it was all still dark. So now I'm talking about, no, can we lighten it up a little bit? Just a little bit. Everybody does. It's like,
well, it's
70 or 80% of people.
There was
color
an article in my local newspaper sometime in the last week and a half about how women are embracing the gray, but only some people, with really fabulously white gray hair are going, hey, screw you, color. I'm going to go with this awesome silver. And if you've got awesome silver, great. But I do think it's interesting. I don't think I'm giving anything away here that we haven't given away before, but I'm a little bit younger than you, and your hair is way darker than mine. I mean, I have gone.
Yeah, you have children.
Is that what it was?
That's the difference right there, honey.
I have really much grayer hair than you do. And I have tried to dye it before, and I've gotten it done professionally. And frankly, getting it done professionally is just too much of a pain in the ass.
Exactly. Miss Clairol.
Well,
hello.
I don't want to do it myself, and I don't want to do it in a salon. And I think I'm kind of embracing the gray.
And there's nothing wrong with it. I have for many years. Like I said, I got this camera that took a picture and was like, oh, when my hair is lighter, I really kind of like that. Let me try that. And then I tried that and it didn't wind up lighter.
I would be okay with if my hair would go totally white. I would be okay with it. I think it's very dramatic.
I love that. People whose hair.
Beautifully white.
Excuse me. Beautiful. Yes. Early turned mm-hmm. silver early. I think that's just fabulous.
Lucky Yay. People. Lucky them. I hate them.
The rest of us have to sit here for years and years and years going, okay, now there's a little more gray.
Exactly. When's it going to get grayer?
But you're not going to color your hair for the show.
I have not been asked to, so therefore I am not.
Okay. Fair enough. I'm down with that.
Thank you. Me too.
Hey, Bay, I am going to be going away for a couple of weeks for a vacation. I'm going to go off on a cruise and stuff. So I'm not going to be around until like the beginning of June. So this is going to be the last podcast we do.
Oh, thank goodness, because I've got that whole play thing going on and so much work. Everybody wants to get divorced.
You're hurtling into tech, aren't you?
No, we've got one more week of regular rehearsals, and then the week after that is tech week, thank God, because I am not off book.
That's still hurtling.
It's really fast. It's a very short rehearsal period. And everybody else has seen the show or done the show. There's a person in the cast who knows the playwright. I am not making that up. Freaked me out. I'm like, what do you mean you know the playwright? And she's like, well, we did this thing. And I'm like, shut up. Oh, my God. So, I mean, the director had a question about something in the script. She called up Dale Shores and said, Dale, can we change the time period? Or does it have to be 1998? And he said, it has to be 1998. You can't do it today.
Wow. You know, cell phones and the internet have made such a change to storylines, haven't they?
They really have. They really, really have. And the world. Just really quickly, can I say this?
Go.
Arkansas is more civilized than Tennessee.
How about that?
Don't you love it? Legal gay marriage in Arkansas. That rocks.
It's not too long until it's everywhere. I know it's got to be soon. Hallelujah.
I know.
And then marijuana legalization.
Yeah, that would be a good one. That would be nice. Thank and you. Raising the minimum wage. Oh, my God. Can we go hug a tree now?
Hold my hand. Kumbaya, my Lord. If you guys want to sing
it,
Kumbaya with us, do please give us a call at 206-309-7232.
Or write to us at blah, 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 dee, blah, or kumbaya at gritstoglitz.com.
You guys are great.
You are the best. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye.
Grease it, coffee beans. The only high. It's really clean. I like cream in my coffee. coffee bean. Greasy, greasy coffee bean.